The Knack fue un grupo emblemático de los años 80 y de la generación X en particular. El santuario del rock sigue siendo el mismo: cochera, bodega, garage. Conviene recordarlo. A finales de los años 70, el power pop se convirtió en una vena importante para el rock de garage, con grupos como Clean Souls, The Romantics o The Knack, entre otros. El término para esta corriente fue utilizado por Pete Townshend en los 60 para definir la música que hacían los Who y algunos compañeros de la ola inglesa. Power Pop.
That thing you do,
The Knack.
The Knack. The Knack. The Knack.
Grupo más representativo del power pop entre décadas fue The Knack, el cual se formó en Los Ángeles, California, y cuyos integrantes sacaron el nombre para la banda de una película de Richard Lester, el mismo de A Hard Day's Night y Help de los Beatles, y la estética en sonido y look del New Wave Breed de los 70. ¿Lo captan?
Well, the bride looked a picture and I got a little more on the wall. When she was married to Sam, nearly 27 years before. She had to change the style a little bit, but it looked just fine. They stayed up all night, but they got it finished just in time. Now only all over daddy, she come walking on down the aisle. And then she catches my eye and she gives me the secret smile. Maybe I'm too old-fashioned, but we once were close friends. Oh, but the way that she looked today, she never could have been. Well, I can
see you standing there in a tight blue jeans, pumping all the money in the record machine. Yeah, spinning like a top. You should have seen her go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Now a proud daddy only wants to give his little girl the best. And so we put down a grand on a cozy little lover's nest. He threw a buffet reception and unqualified success. Oh, and a flash hotel for 150 guests. Now take a look at the bridegroom, he's smiling, pleased as pie, shaking hands all around with that glassy look in his eye. He got a real good job and his shirt and his tie are nice. But I remember a time when she would never even look at him twice. Well, I can see her now drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. Yeah, she used to do the pony, she used to do the stroll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
I knew the bride, the neck.
Well, I can see her now with her headphones on, hopping up and down to her favorite song. I still remember how she used to like to make a lot of noise, hopping and bopping with the street corner boys. I used to like to party, I used to watch her go. Oh, I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
That's Jerry's the cash.
Las influencias primordiales de The Knack fueron los Raspberries, los Who y los Kinks. Su sonido fresco y directo, aunado a una lírica inspirada, riffs intensos, melodías pegajosas, ritmos vibrantes, armonías vocales y estribillos contagiosos, les abrieron el camino al éxito y a las listas de popularidad de ambos lados del Atlántico. Knack, knack on heaven's door.
Boys like you were born to waste. Never listen to a word I say. If you think you're here to mess around, you've made a big mistake. You're gonna find out the hard way. You're gonna find out the hard way. No matter what I do or say, you're much too dumb to educate. One day life's gonna turn around, slap you in the face. You're gonna find out the hard way. Take the hard way. Well, you do it your way and I'll do it my way. We'll see who's the one to survive. I promise with no foundation, no qualification, there's no way that you can get by. No, there's no way you can get by. Why don't you take the easy way? Why don't you cooperate? Don't just sit there and vegetate. You won't end up feeling.
The Hard Way, The Knack.
This life's a vacation and you've no inclination to dust away the cobwebs of your mind. I have tried confrontation and I'm tired of being patient. I've got to be cool to be kind. Yeah, I've gotta be cool to be kind. I'm wasting all my patience because you're too indiscreet. Sweep the streets. Your intellect is such that it requires a killer touch. So I'm gonna play it your way, and you can take the hard way.
Yes, yeah,
you can take the hard way. You're gonna take the hard way. Come on now. We'll be right back.
1979, al grupo se lo disputaron varias compañías, pero Capitol Records fue quien lanzó al mercado Get the Knack, su álbum debut. El disco fue producido por Mike Chapman y fue grabado en el corto lapso de 10 días. En él, la banda reveló un apreciable talento compositivo que los inscribió en la historia del rock por temas que se volvieron clásicos.
Rocket of Love, The Knack.
My Sharona es quizás su tema más conocido y representativo del power pop de la época. Comienza con una musculosa intervención de la sección rítmica de marcada pulsión sexual, para dar paso a un riff característico, incisivo, a un implacable ritmo y a un solo de guitarra memorable. La ansiosa voz pone la cereza en el lascivo pastel musical.
The Knack. My Sharona.
Sin embargo, My Sharona no fue su único tema trascendente en aquella primera década de existencia. Se disolvieron en 1981. También en su cuenta se pueden enlistar canciones como That's What the Little Girls Do, Good Girls Don't y That Thing You Do. Los homenajes intrínsecos a sus influencias en ellos son por demás evidentes. Teacher, teacher, the knack.
Listen to loving you. Got no time, just passing through.
De una sociedad masificada y consumista que no oculta el rechazo que le produce saberse parte de tal época, ni tampoco de la mediocridad de la que son parte. Fatalismo existencial y un profundo sentimiento nihilista. Uff.
I'm Another Lousy Day in Paradise, The Knack.
The Knack fue un suculento bocado de la realidad fragmentada. Ira y necesidades musicalizadas que evocaban y presagiaban al mismo tiempo.
Selección musical, contenidos, Sergio Monsalvo. Equipo de producción, José Ángel Domínguez, Roberto Hernández, Pita Cortés.
Las llaves del garaje.